Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk 2 Self Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojoba Maria Nsoroma. And October is the final Earth month for 2020 as we continue our navigation through the final quarter of this mind-blowing, life-changing, historic year. In the Southern Hemisphere, it is a time for planting seeds, and in the Northern Hemisphere, it is a time for the harvest. As you have sown, so shall you reap. So this month, we must focus our attention on remembering this cosmic truth and consciously choose love over fear. Yeah. So through four live broadcasts and accompanying videos, I am providing you with wisdom and insights on how to show up and be the light. And I am continuing with reminder number 3, which is you are divinely created. But first, for those of you who may be listening in for the first time over the internet, know that when I'm broadcasting live, you can actually listen also on your phone or instead on your phone at this number. It's area code 563-999-3089. Now, I will upload a video of this broadcast, hopefully no later than Wednesdays, usually on Tuesdays, to my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. Now, you can ask questions or leave comments on my Facebook page, which is Wisdom Walk Radio, or you can join my Facebook group, which is Wisdom Walk Supporters, and I do post some things there that I don't do on the page as well. And you can also go to my website, which is www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com. And, of course, if you're watching this as a YouTube video, you can leave comments in the comments section below. But right now, I ask and thank you for laying back and joining me in an exploration of the inner landscape where we can connect to our soul and discover the true treasure of being human. Well, what an intense week that we have just come through. Probably a little more intense than the week before, but in different ways. Again, we are still being given the opportunity to get resilient and also, of course, to let go of what is no longer serving us. So as always, I want to start off by honoring the ancestors. And at the beginning of the month, I mentioned about a wonderful man who was also a supporter of my ritual work in Madison, Wisconsin, who died. And I did a little bit of tribute to him. I want to do more, and I will do that next week. I'm still gathering up my thoughts about how I want to share my remembrance of Carl Landness with the world. But in the meantime, call on those ancestors that you knew, people who were special in your life, people who touched your life, people who gave you inspiration, people who were a model or a role model for you. And say their names out loud because we're going to call on them for the guidance that we need this week, every day, every month, going forward. So join me as I invoke the ancestors. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for your blessing and mercy in our lives and for yet another opportunity to call out to and to get support from the ancestors. Creator, we know that we can't do this alone, and so we are so grateful that you have given us access to those who have come before us so that we can learn from their wisdom, from their guidance, from their love. So ancestors, 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 we are calling out to you and asking and thanking you for helping us, helping us, helping us, especially during this time of such great disruption, upheaval, radical change, rugs being pulled out, things going on that we couldn't imagine. We need your guidance, your love, and your support. So thank you, thank you, thank you for answering our call. And as always, Creator, we thank you for the blessing of the ancestors in the name of all that is holy. I say amen. Ashe Yeho Asash and Gabbis Milan. So it is. Ashe. So, elemental wisdom and then some astrological insights. We do get a little shifting up this week, and especially for those of us who stay mindful and are doing the work and have chosen to be light workers. It's going to be a little easier this week. Now, elementally, we are finishing up our mineral week, which is about remembering purpose, and that goes until the 20th. And then on the 21st, we enter into a water week. Yeah. So here's the opportunity. It's about releasing what can no longer support your new journey. Call upon the power of love and the element of water to enable you to peacefully and gently bid farewell to the people, places, or things that once sustained you. Express gratitude for these were essential contributions you received to your healing and growth. But now you've outgrown their energy, and it's time to make room for the new energy that is just around the corner, just about to show up for you. Embrace vulnerability, yes. Embrace the unknown. Say yes. And of course, with every opportunity or sets of opportunity, we have sets of distractions. So here's what you want to be on the lookout for this week so that you're not distracted from releasing and being in that love energy. Number one is the fear of loss. And this is a really tough one because we all have that. But if we stay in that, if we don't set an intention to move from that, we'll be missing out on all the new that is coming. And it's not easy, you know, especially if this is about the loss of someone you love. It's a very challenging time. But at the same time, you're still here and you still have work to do. And they're going to be your ancestor and they're going to help you. So you can think about it in that way. Next distraction would be fear of the unknown. Yeah. We're not supposed to know. If it's something new, we've never done it before, or we've never experienced it before. So although we hate that, we hate going into the dark tunnel, just remind yourself that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And it's not an oncoming train. It really is something new. Next, needing to know or explain outcomes that you have yet to live. And of course, this is part of our control drama, right? Of wanting to believe that we can control the universe, but it's not a good use of your time and energy. And lastly, holding on to what we need to let go of out of false guilt or obligation. Not a good use of your time and energy. And you can feel it. You can feel when you're holding onto something and you really need to let it go, but you keep coming up with these excuses. Yeah, yeah. If you keep doing that, though, it gets tired and you're really ready to be able to let go. And again, call on those ancestors, set that intention so that you can enjoy and have the newness that wants to enter into your life circumstances. Now, on Wednesday the 28th, we'll begin a nature week, which will be about time to courageously welcome change. And I'll remind you all about that in the next broadcast. Now, astrologically, after that intense week of squares and oppositions, right, those intense conflicts and diametrically opposed energies, reminding us that radical change is inevitable thanks to this 2020 transit. We open the week of October 18th, which is today, with four more oppositions and squares within 2 days. But the good news is by the end of tomorrow, Monday the 19th, we get three magical trines on the 19th, the 21st, and the 24th. Now, a trine in astrology, or trines, are generally considered the best and the most auspicious aspects, bringing luck, harmony, ease, major synchronicities, and potential for positive changes. Yeah. Astrologer that I like, Lisa Stardust, she says the simplest way to understand a trine is understanding the elements. A trine occurs when the planets in the same element, fire, earth, air, and water, aspect each other, meaning they're connected to each other. And so what's interesting, as I just read in the Elemental Wisdom, it's a water week, it's about the emotions, it's about the love energy coming to the fore. This is exactly what is going on astrologically because we have Venus in Virgo, and she is pouring her love energy on the conjunct planets that we have been taking us through this wild and radical 2020 transit of deep change and transformation. And of course, I'm talking about Pluto, Saturn, and Jupiter in the sign of Capricorn. So here's what we got. So on Monday, we get Venus in Virgo trining Jupiter in Capricorn. This is considered highly favorable and for fortunate meetups and connections. Yeah, so look for that. This is about blessings raining down on relationships and finances. So open yourself up to receive. Yeah, let yourself have it. Now, on the 21st, on Wednesday, we get Venus in Virgo trining Pluto in Capricorn. Yes, you got a hand on Pluto. And this is about support for our deepest fears around intimacy and love. And boy, do we all need that. Yeah. And then last but not least, again, Venus in Virgo, and she is trining Saturn in Capricorn. This is on the 24th, on Saturday. And this is a good time to say yes to a contract or proposal, to making a commitment in love, and bringing structure and systemization to finances, because this is what Venus rules over, love and finances and connection. So how wonderful that we get this love energy pouring in, giving us a break from all this opposition and swearing that has been going on. Again, I will leave a link to this information so you can follow up for more in the description box below the YouTube video. And also probably I'll post it on my Facebook page. So this week on Thursday, we have our Earth Day for October. And once again, I hope that you are continuing to cut down on your use of paper and plastic and staying mindful of your use of fossil fuel, really trying to keep your travel down to what is essential. And, you know, if you need a break, like I do every Saturday, I take a little break. I give my car its run because, you know, you do need to maintain it, keep the engine cleared out. So that's when I take it for a run on the highway, or I just tootle around LA County visiting neighborhoods I've never seen before. And that gives me a little break, you know. But other than that, I'm not really needing to use it. And so I don't. And so again, we just need to stay mindful about the fossil fuel use. And also for this Earth Day, I'm asking you to go to the Earth Day website to have some new stuff up, and I'll post this on the video, this link. It's www.earthday.org/essential, where you're going to get information on their 2021 theme, which is Restore the Earth, and you'll learn about their campaign that features plants and animals that provide essential services to our ecosystem. And this aims to reinforce the interdependence of humans and the natural world. Yeah, really, really good stuff. Also, and I'll flash this link, do go to what used to be Today's Action to Take Action. So it's www.earthday.org, take action now. And you'll, again, become more familiar with things that you can do to make this planet habitable for the seven generations that are coming after us. And thank you for celebrating Earth Day with me on the 22nd. Now let's move right into the meat of the program for tonight. And my overview is that I'm going to give you information to form an understanding about what it means to be divinely created, so on being divinely created. And after that, I'll give you some contemplative questions. Yeah. So my quote for tonight, again, comes from James Redfield, the author of Celestine Prophecy. Again, another fabulous quote. And Mr. Redfield says, if we stay aware and acknowledge the great mystery that is this life, we will see that we have been perfectly placed in exactly the right position. to make all the difference in the world. Yeah, yeah. So, being divinely created. Now, in the course of human history, this is a relatively new concept. Yeah. To believe that you yourself and everybody that you meet, every human on this planet, was divinely created and has a unique and important purpose. Yeah. And that's because in our past, divinity has been attributed only to pharaohs, kings, queens, the royal family, as well as spiritual and religious leaders. But in modernity, every human now has the opportunity to learn about and respect the fact that you have a divine aspect in your human existence. Yeah. Just think about that for a minute. A divine aspect in your human existence. It's pretty powerful. So, how do we know that we're divine, and what does that mean? So I'm going to start off scientifically, because the building blocks for life, things like hydrogen and nitrogen, they're found in the remnants of the stars that have exploded, including comets that came to the Earth, and humans can't create this stuff. They just can't. But something did. Okay, something did. So just scientifically alone has to have us say, okay, I've come from something greater than myself. And this is part of what divinity is about. It's something greater than yourself as a physical three-dimensional being. Yeah. Now, the other piece in why we know we're divine and why it, and what it means is that spiritually, everybody possesses a soul, a spark of the mystery that we call God or Creator. Why do you have a soul? How do you know you have a soul? This is what I use. A soul is that part of you that knows, always knows, the difference between right and wrong, even when, and I should say especially when, you're in denial about it. Yeah. And here's why. It doesn't feel good. When you go against yourself, when you go against the cosmic law, when you go against love, it just doesn't feel good. It has nothing to do with your rational mind. There's something going on inside of you. There's an intelligence, an awareness, and we call that the soul, that eternal, timeless aspect of yourself. And that came from somewhere, again, beyond what we as humans can create. So, as divinely created beings, we are part of a divinely created and divinely organized universe, or if you're into the MCU as I am, multiverse. Yeah. Divinely created, divinely organized, meaning that we really aren't in control of that. But we exist. We're here. So why does this matter? It's the next piece. Why should I care that I'm divinely created, Judge about? What's that about? Well, accepting your divinity is what supports your acceptance of your higher purpose in life. I'll repeat that. Accepting your divinity is what supports your ability to accept, and I'll add, and to live out of your higher purpose in life, meaning you're not just here to survive, but you're here to become the best version, the divine version of yourself. Yeah, that is how the universe works. It also matters because being divinely created means that I can go beyond my original limitations, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, anything that would thwart my higher purpose. I can get beyond that. And I'm going to give you two quick examples and very powerful examples in a minute. Also, being divinely created means I have a soul, which I just talked about, which gives me access to the eternal, to the timelessness. And we definitely need that, because if we start to believe in the fear, if we start to believe in the pain, then we might as well not be here. But there's something in us that knows we can get beyond that. Yeah. And being divinely created also means that I can choose love over fear. I do not have to stay in a fear space, in a negative space, in an angry space, in a painful space. No, I can choose to move out of that. So, proof of our divinity comes from two of my favorite people I like to talk about as great inspirational human beings, and that is Harriet and Helen. And of course, I'm talking about Harriet Tubman and Helen Keller. So, Harriet overcomes slavery, and Helen overcomes sight and speech impairment. So Harriet, you know, starts out life as a slave, but she ends up becoming one of the greatest heroes this country has ever seen. Because not only does she walk to freedom, walks out of slavery, decides, nope, this ain't for me, she actually is able to go back and bring others out. And if you know about Harriet, she also had gotten hit in the head with a tie iron by one of her slave masters. And so she would go into these trances. And when she was in a trance, she'd just drop right out. But when she woke up, she'd be able to say, nope, we're not going that way, we're going this way. So she had that divine connection going on. And she never got recaptured. And this was during a time when they had this anti-slave law, not anti-slave law, anti-freedom law, but it meant that no matter where a slave went, had escaped, the slave master had the right to go and catch them. And she just never got caught, you know. She kept doing her thing. And again, she was amazing. She was a spy during the Civil War. That's only come out recently, and so important people know about that. But she was a fighter, you know. She just did it all. And she also set up a home for seniors. And it was next door to the house that she had. And it's also where she eventually took her final breath. So, again, out of slavery to be this an amazing, amazing human being in life, divinely created and connected. And then Helen Keller, right? She starts out life where she gets sick within the first 8 months of her life, and then she ends up not being able to see, not being able to hear. But she goes on to win an Oscar. Yeah, Helen Keller won an Oscar, man. I mean, she started the ACLU, you know, American Civil Liberty Union. A lot of people don't know that. Of course, she was just a fierce fighter for the rights of people with impairment, with health challenges. Especially people who couldn't see. She worked tirelessly for that, raising monies, traveled around the world 3 times, met every president that was alive during her life, you know, up to President Kennedy. And it's just absolutely amazing. And somebody that people would sit up and think like, oh, no, she can't do anything. And she wrote, too. She was a writer. She gave speeches. She was amazing. Yeah. Again, divinely created and connected, got beyond the limitations. And how do we do that if we are not divinely created and divinely connected? So I rest my case, just letting you know. And here's some personal challenge and awareness opportunity for you this week. Number one, what original limitations in your life have you moved beyond, and why and how did that happen? Yeah, really important to think about that, because we all have it in our lives. If we're adults, there's something we have moved beyond. Next, where in your life do you feel aligned with your divine self, and where do you not? And also think about that. What is your divine self? How do you experience it? How would you describe it? What is it to you? And again, where are you aligned and where are you not? And last but not least, what is one thing you can do this week to get more into alignment with your divine self? Yeah. Again, this personal challenge will be listed in the box below this YouTube video in the description box. I'll also post it on my Facebook page. And if you haven't already, I'm humbly asking you to subscribe to my YouTube channel, hit the bell for all postings. And for this, I thank you very much. So closing out tonight, as always, I want to thank my wonderful engineer, who, again, traveling on public transportation in New York City, still hooked me up to be able to do this broadcast for you. Yvette, you are amazing. And God bless you and thank you, you and the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family, for continuing to give me platform. I want to shout out to all my regular listeners out there, especially my number one fan, Ms. Sarah, who believes in and shares her spiritual essence with all that she meets, with everyone that she meets. She's amazing. Thank you, Sarah. Love you so much. And to all those who have wisdom walk with me, and you know who you are, to my family, my spiritual kin, my transformational leaders, and my medicine brothers and sisters around the world, thank you, thank you, thank you. And also, let me not leave out those of you who may be listening or watching for the first time, thank you as well. I couldn't be doing this without your support. Next week, I'll conclude my October theme of Show Up and Be the Light with You Are Divinely Connected. Yeah, and what that's really about. The book, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, Ancient Wisdom for Transforming Pain, available online through Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, and any place else that you can find books. And I don't know if it's in a physical bookstore. It would be nice to go into a bookstore and see it. I haven't had that opportunity yet, but that would be really cool. So it may be out there somewhere. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Please have a healthy and happy water week. Let go of what no longer serves you. Remember, we are still in the midst of a global pandemic. The numbers in Wisconsin are just outrageous, growing. Two dear friends of mine let me know that they have COVID. People I would never expect would happen to. So it just goes to tell you, nobody is immune. So practice social distancing. Wear your mask out in public. It's an airborne disease. Believe that. Wash your hands often, especially when you come back in the house after being out. You don't know what you may have touched. It can get into your eyes, off of your fingers. This isn't to frighten anybody, but it is to say that this is real. It's really happening. And the only way that COVID is going to be addressed is by each of us being socially solidarity and thinking about others, because it is a disease you can have, not have any symptoms, and spread it. So please, please, please adhere to science safety and stay away from perceived safety. And also, most importantly, for this and every week, please remember, you are not disposable. You are divine. Good night now.